January 12, 2019 marked a significant day for Uttar Pradesh's political discourse, the day when history repeated itself. For the political observers, it was a deja vu moment. The arch-rival Samajwadi Party and Bahujan Samaj Party officially announced their alliance for the 2019 Lok Sabha elections. This was a stark reminder of that moment when almost two decades ago, the first generation leaders of the parties, Mulayam Singh Yadav and Kanshi Ram, came together to fight the assembly elections in the state. Both the parties decided to contest 38 seats each and leave out two seats for Congress, that is Rae Bareli and Amethi, which are the Lok Sabha constituencies of Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi. The two more seats are also left out for smaller parties.
लोहिया जी के बताए हुए रास्तों पर चल रही समाजवादी पार्टी से पहले सन 1993 में माननीय श्री कांशीराम जी व श्री मुलायम सिंह यादव जी के नेतृत्व में उत्तर प्रदेश में विधानसभा के हुए आम चुनाव में चुनावी गठबंधन करके ये चुनाव लड़ा गया था और फिर उसके परिणाम स्वरूप ही उत्तर प्रदेश जैसे देश के सबसे बड़े व महत्वपूर्ण राज्य में हवा का रुख पूरी तरह से बदलते हुए तथा बीजेपी जैसी घोर जातिवादी व सांप्रदायिक पार्टी को पछाड़ते हुए तब यहाँ सरकार भी बनाई गई थी। हालांकि ये गठबंधन कुछ गंभीर कारणों की वजह से ज़्यादा लंबे समय तक नहीं चल सका था, लेकिन अब देश व जनहित को उन कारणों में से खासकर 2 जून 1995 के घटित हुए लखनऊ गेस्ट हाउस कांड से भी ऊपर रखते हुए, यानी कि देश व जनहित को इस कांड से भी ऊपर रखते हुए एक बार फिर हमने यहाँ देश में लगभग उसी प्रकार की दूषित राजनीतिक व सांप्रदायिकता के माहौल के मद्देनजर रखते हुए आपस में चुनावी समझौता करने का।
नाउ एज बीएसपी सुप्रीमो मायावती सेड, लेट अस फर्स्ट सी व्हाई दिस अलायंस मे गिव जिटर्स टू द बीजेपी व्हिच हैज बीन ट्राइंग हार्ड टू ब्रेक द कोएलिशन। जस्ट हैव अ लुक एट दिस नंबर्स फ्रॉम द 2014 लोकसभा इलेक्शंस। इन 2014 द बीजेपी वॉन 71 सीट्स इन उत्तर प्रदेश, which is a massive tally, all thanks to the Modi wave. Samajwadi Party won 5 seats, whereas Congress and Apna Dal won 2 seats each. Bahujan Samajwadi Party couldn't even win a single seat. But that's not the end of the story. There are numbers behind these numbers where the real game can be understood. Look at the vote shares of these parties. BJP with 42.30% is a party with the highest vote share, followed by Samajwadi Party, which has about half the vote share of BJP, that is 22.20%. But still, it won only 5 seats, which means the vote share did not convert into victory. Surprisingly, BSP, which has the third largest vote share, did not even win a single seat. But Congress with 7.50 vote share and Apna Dal with 1% vote share won 2 seats. Let us put forth the possibility based on these vote shares. If SP-BSP alliance would have formed in 2014, it would have got as much vote share as the BJP. A slight change here and there would have been there, but the difference margin would not be more than 1%. The BJP rule in the state since 2017 has seen an aggressive push of the Hindutva in the state under the Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath. SP-BSP alliance coming together means their core vote banks, that is Dalits, Muslims and Yadavs coming together, which can very well threaten the BJP as its core vote bank lies with the upper caste Hindu voters and a part of OBC voters. In these elections, many Dalits also sided with the BJP, which ensured its victory in both Lok Sabha and Assembly election. But the same cannot be said for the 2019 Lok Sabha election. But still, the saffron rice in the state cannot be undermined. Given the fact that the biggest state of India houses the largest number of Lok Sabha seats, that is 80 seats, and also are a decisive factor when it comes to Delhi ki kursi, the alliance was imperative for the parties. The alliance announcement comes on the backdrop of Gathbandhan efforts pushed by Congress, which is seeking to form a nationwide alliance with the regional party forces in various states to present a strong opposition alliance challenge for the BJP. The first step in this direction was also seen during the swearing-in ceremony of Karnataka Chief Minister H.D. Kumaraswamy, where Congress is in a ruling alliance with the JDS. Happened in May 2018. Fast forward to today, 6 months later, the camaraderie that was once on a display has completely vanished. The same Mayawati whose closeness to Sonia Gandhi made headlines is now sounding poll bugle against the Congress.
लेकिन अभी आप लोग हमसे ये भी जरूर जानना चाहेंगे कि हमने इस बने गठबंधन में कांग्रेस पार्टी को शामिल क्यों नहीं किया है, जबकि इस संबंध में आप लोगों को भी ये मालूम है कि आज़ादी के बाद काफ़ी लंबी अवधि तक केंद्र व उत्तर प्रदेश सहित देश के अधिकांश राज्यों में भी ज़्यादातर यहाँ कांग्रेस पार्टी ने ही एक सत्र राज किया है, जिसमें विशेषकर कमजोर वर्गों के साथ साथ गरीब, मजदूर, किसान, व्यापारी एवं अन्य विभिन्न क्षेत्रों में लगे मेहनत कश लोग आदि ये सभी काफ़ी ज़्यादा परेशान रहे हैं। और इनके शासनकाल में देश में गरीबी, बेरोजगारी व भ्रष्टाचार आदि भी काफ़ी ज़्यादा बढ़ा है, जिसकी वजह से ही फिर यहाँ BSP व सपा सहित अनेकों और भी राजनीतिक पार्टियों का गठन हुआ, ताकि इन लोगों को इस पार्टी के कुशासन व मनमानी वाले राज से कुछ हद तक मुक्ति मिल सके।
The BSP leader Mayawati charged that Congress and BJP are similar when it comes to policy decisions. You might remember that Mayawati cited the same reason when she refused to align with Congress before Madhya Pradesh Assembly elections as well. But there are many questions on this U-turn over the alliance. After all, both Akhilesh Yadav and Mayawati and the SP-BSP are considered a major part of the larger opposition alliance. So, why the SP-BSP alliance turned down Congress's friendship offer? In this show, we will decode what is the real reason behind SP-BSP alliance snubbing the Congress and going ahead with the regional-only alliance. In her press conference, Mayawati also mentioned that one of the major reasons why the SP-BSP alliance had decided to keep Congress out is that the Congress's vote are non-transferable, which means BSP and SP voters vote for Congress candidate in case there is an alliance between the parties, but Congress voters voting for SP-BSP candidate is a rare possibility.
साथ ही गठबंधन को लेकर कांग्रेस पार्टी के बारे में यह बात भी सर्वविदित है कि BSP व सपा को कांग्रेस पार्टी के साथ चुनावी गठबंधन करने से कोई खास लाभ मिलने वाला नहीं है, क्योंकि इस मामले में हमारा अभी तक का अनुभव ये रहा है कि इनके साथ गठबंधन करके चुनाव लड़ने से हमें छोड़ी गई सीटों पर इस पार्टी का अपना अधिकांश वोट ट्रांसफ़र नहीं होता है और वह ज़्यादातर BJP व अन्य जातिवादी पार्टियों को ही चला जाता है, या फिर जानबूझकर एक सोची समझी रणनीति के तहत उसे अंदर अंदर ट्रांसफ़र भी कर दिया जाता है।
नाउ लेट अस लुक एट द डेटा। Congress's performance in the state assembly and Lok Sabha elections have deteriorated over time. From 33 seats in 1996 assembly elections, the party has gradually reduced. In 2017, it won only 7 seats. In Lok Sabha elections, however, the party has been consistently winning single-digit seats, except in 2019 when it won 20 Lok Sabha seats in Uttar Pradesh. In 1996, Kashiram's BSP tied up with P. Narasimha Rao's Congress for the assembly elections in the state. The alliance ended up third on the seat count. BJP emerged single largest party with 174 seats, Samajwadi Party got 110 seats and BSP-Congress alliance received only 100 seats. Now in 2017, the Samajwadi Party formed a pre-poll alliance with the Congress. Result? Both the parties together could not win more than 54 seats. BJP won 312 seats, absolute majority, still more than Congress. Now, let us dwell more into the caste-wise breakup of the votes to see why votes of Congress are non-transferable in case of an alliance. In 2017 assembly elections, BJP got 312 seats. According to India Today post-poll data, 62% upper caste votes for BJP, whereas 58% OBC, 17% Dalits, 7% Yadavs and 2% Muslims voted for the party. On the other hand, 16% upper caste, 18% OBC, 9% Dalits, 80% Yadav and 70% Muslims voted for Samajwadi and Congress alliance. You can notice here that the biggest chunk of votes come from Yadavs and Muslims, while upper caste form a significant portion of voters. For Mayawati's BSP, 62% Dalits voted. 16% Muslims voted for her party, while upper caste and OBC votes were 10% and 11% respectively. Now, if we compare the 2012 assembly election data with that of the 2017, you get a clearer picture. In 2012, the Samajwadi party was much better off without Congress. According to a CSDS Lokniti data, as much as 45% upper caste voted for the party. But in 2017, for the coalition, it reduced to 16%. 26% OBC went with the Samajwadi party in 2012. However, in 2017, only 18% OBC voted for the SP Congress alliance. Significantly, 33% Dalits voted for the Samajwadi party in 2012. But in 2017, the Dalit voters came down to only 9%. Only the Yadav and Muslim votes surged. Have a look. As Mayawati said, Congress is entangled in various scams and corruption charges. This can also result in negative voting. Given its recent soft Hindutva display of imagery, fears are the core vote bank of SP-BSP alliance may desert them if Congress is included in this alliance. However, this is not the only reason. If Congress is kept out of the alliance, the contest on 80 seats will be tri-cornered. This means the Dalit, Muslims and Yadav vote bank will stand by the SP-BSP alliance, leaving upper caste votes to Congress and BJP. As said earlier, Congress has a sizable chunk of upper caste votes in Uttar Pradesh, and this arrangement, or rather we can call it a tacit understanding, will ensure that the Congress cut into the BJP's upper caste votes. Thus, the alliance formula of SP plus BSP minus Congress is more of a strategic plan to defeat BJP. And even though Mayawati is issuing stern warnings to the Congress, as we have witnessed earlier as well, the parties may come together after the 2019 Lok Sabha elections.
If you like this video, please share it and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.